Strange Adventure. The program committee for the Greater Martinville Day was having its annual argument in the office of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien when the door opened and a tall man covered with trail dust entered. The sound of his high-heeled boots upon the floor brought the meeting to order.
Say, I'm Cross Country Hawkins. I've got the best distance-covering horse there is. I hear the towns are having a celebration, and I'll bet I can beat the best horse they've got, any distance from 5 to 20 miles. Any of you gents game to take me up?
Sure, and you've just settled a question for us, Mr. Hawkins. We'll have the cross-country horse race as the climax to Greater Martinville Day. Sure, no, we'll be happy to accept your challenge.
A suitable prize and side bet were posted, and the conditions of the race agreed upon. After Hawkins had left, Patrick called the committee members together.
Now, boys, that lad's got a fine horse, and the horse is in good condition, and so is he. Now, we've got to get a horse and rider someplace, but where it is going to be, I don't know.
Suddenly, the sheriff's eyes took in the recumbent form of little John Friday.
John, that's what it'll be. John, you're going to race against Hawkins.
Oh, no, no, Patrick. Oh, no, I'm not in condition for a cross-country race.
Well, don't you worry, son. The race isn't till next week. You've got till then to get a horse and get ready.
Finally, the morning of Greater Martinville Day arrived, filled with crowds, excitement, and entertainment. The moment for the great horse race drew near. John Friday, mounted upon an undescript paint pony, rode slowly to the post. While Hawkins galloped up, his spirited horse ready and eager for the race, the course was outlined. The riders were to follow the road to Hathaway Creek Bridge, take the Diamond D cutoff across the Indian Reservation and the highway back to the fairgrounds. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien yelled, "Raiders away!" fired into the air, and watched the two horses streak out in the direction of Hathaway Creek. All went well with the horses almost neck and neck until the riders entered the reservation. Then a group of yelling Indians charged out from behind a clump of trees. John sped on, leaving the Indians behind. He turned in his saddle, and a look of surprise came over him. John Friday was riding alone. John Friday won the race, and when the challenger arrived, he was hopping mad.
Say, them darn redskins run out and scared my horse.
Mr. Hawkins, you don't know Indians, and apparently your horse isn't familiar with them either. Injun Joe told me you planned to have the men scare my horse, but this is an Indian pony. Joe let me borrow him for the race.
John Friday was once again the hero of Martinville, and one of the greatest honors bestowed upon him was a kiss from Henrietta Harper, the cute little redhead from the Harmony Road Cafe. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Smoke Jumper, our next tale of Strange Adventure.